Well, I think Walter's a super interesting person. I just think, you know, doing what we do on these meetings at the barn, it's just amazing the stories that a lot of the veterans have. It's stories. It's not just that they're veterans, but it's stories about people's lives, and a lot of times they're so unaware of the power of their stories, of the richness of their stories, and of the, you know, the depth and the meaning in their stories and how epic they are. But Walter was a troubled kid. I haven't decided if I was going to unleash this in the middle of the song, so I'm going to unleash it now. He basically, you know, we sat in the corner over there and he said, you know, it all started when I burned down a hamburger stand. And I put the rest of that in the song. But when he did that as a young teenager, and I might have some things wrong in the song, Walter, we'll fix them later, but I had to guess on certain ages, but I guess that you were probably 13 or 14 when that happened, all right? And so he grew up in Euclid, but then when he went to court for that, he was going to probably be going to jail or, I guess, detention center. And the judge had a crush on his mom back in the day, like a huge crush. And of course, you know, Walter said, well, who wouldn't? So the judge sent him to Walter's grandfather's farm in Oberlin. And that's where he finished growing up, right around the 7th or 8th grade. And he met his wife in the 8th grade. And there's many things, like when I got going on this song, I just couldn't stop. I just couldn't stop. But I also couldn't get everything in that I wanted to. So basically, she was walking past his desk, and he thought she was stuck up. So he slapped her books out of her hand. They went all over the floor. She started crying, and then he felt really bad. So he got up, he gives the books back, and then he did what any eighth grader would do after that. He said, hey, do you want to go to the movie Saturday? And the arch of this story, one of the arches that I didn't really quite get developed in here, is how, I'll back up a little bit. He built his own cars from parts of other cars, which he just said that normally as if, you know, I put a chain on a bicycle, you know. He's talking about how, you know, his first car, his grandfather took him down. They got the body of a car from the junkyard, and then later he went on his own and got an engine, and he put it in. You know, he said that the way I would just say I pumped up air in the tires. So I think that's amazing. And then later on in life, he built a plane in his basement, which was one third of the scale of one of the World War I planes. But then he got it out of his basement and actually got it to fly. And I'm just, I'm baffled on that. I think that I never met anybody that built a plane in their basement. I never met anyone that built a plane. So he and his wife are together ever since eighth grade. All the way until, am I right that it was Camp Lejeune disease? Okay, that about almost 20 years ago that she passed away from. And the arc that I was going to say that I didn't quite develop the way I wanted is the way Walter approached his father-in-law, who really didn't look very favorably on Walter. So his father-in-law was a master surgeon and a guy with a lot of money, and he really gave Walter a hard time, as most fathers should, to, you know, I mean, they got to weed you out for life. And anyway, Walter never argued with him, and he just said, well, he's got more money than me. So he never argued with him, and he, you know, took a lot of abuse over the years, but eventually there was kind of like a begrudging truce. Maybe the father-in-law was tamed a little bit over Walter's grandmother's elderberry pie. And one other thing that I didn't quite get in is I thought this was amazing. He said, we were so close, he and his wife, that you couldn't drive a wedge between us. Oh, and the rest of the story about the father-in-law is that Walter eventually grew up in all this, you know, this mechanical mind that he had. He, you know, the guy that can build cars and build planes and stuff like that. He ended up making a great amount of money, which, you know, would have made, I don't know if your father-in-law was around for that, but then he ended up spending a lot of that on Nancy's care during her last few years of life. He loves the Bible, and he said several times, but I wouldn't let him quit talking. He started to stand up. He said, "That's my life story as it stands." But then I would ask him one more question.